When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast, back for another week.
Pisser.
I would ask you how your weekend was, Shauna, but I know that we talked about it on the show today.
You sure did, yeah.
What you got up to?
Yeah.
What else did you do other than that?
Went out to watch the Leafs game.
Oh, yeah.
That was frustrating, obviously. as you said, it was so funny because you're like, I hate that there's two days in between these games. And I was like, yeah, I'd honestly rather just get it over with now, to be honest. Like, waiting till Tuesday to have it happen, today would be good.
You've already checked out of this series?
I mean, we talked about it. I kind of checked out from the beginning. Obviously, you're hoping for the best, and I will happily watch, but it's not really, like, emotionally draining me. In fact, my crazy hockey friend who doesn't go out and watch games, he came out to watch with me on Saturday.
Did he?
Yeah, and he was okay. He, too, finally, like, mentally, although he did say, I'm not going to watch any of the other games out. It was like, games? But just kidding.
So you think Leafs fans are just kind of, yes, like they're writing off the first round, basically?
Yes, totally. Like, I said, like, yeah, no, yes. Until they can get beyond this, then I won't get excited.
Well, I mean, my Bruins did blow a 3-1 series lead to Florida last year to get knocked out in the first round.
I do understand, yeah.
I'm not going to relax quite yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, it was good. And then yesterday, just enjoyed some of the nice weather. What
about
you?
Very nice. Yeah, I had a buddy in town from Saskatoon. And he appears in the podcast a couple times today, or at least some of his content. What else? Yeah, I hung out with some friends on Saturday. It was beautiful this weekend. It's supposed to be so ugly this week. It's supposed to snow a bunch. Yeah, yuck.
Gross.
But other than that, feeling pretty good.
Good.
On today's show, we talk about how to craft a successful Tinder profile. The Ontario government is putting restrictions in place to ban phones in schools. We'll talk about what that looks like and whether or not we think it's a good idea. Which kitchen utensil you would be. Funny running I had with an Uber driver on the weekend. We'll play a new game called The Morgue. That makes sense in a bit. A little more on these blanket upzoning public hearings that are happening right now. And we will talk about what Shauna got up to this weekend after your out-of-context clip.
Bit of a dumbass, I think.
just a mean spin.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Well, I now have not one, but two world records, Beckler.
So you were successful in Drumheller this past weekend.
Two world records, yes. It was hilarious because the record was only 250. So here's the thing.
Yeah, you got to explain to anyone who didn't know what was going on.
They had a world record attempt happening in Drumheller this weekend. So it was a dinosaur costume world record. There was only 250 people that had done it so far that were dressed as dinosaurs that had this world record.
That was
record.
The current record.
So Drumheller decided that they wanted to try and beat this. And so they invited everybody out in their dinosaur costumes. And they said, come out to Drumheller. We're going to make a day out of it. They had all kinds of stuff like food trucks set up and all kinds of festivals and bands and everything going on, and people came out in their dinosaur costumes, and then they had the official show up, the official Guinness Book of World Records man, and he was the one who did the official count and then told us that we definitely achieved the record.
How many dinosaurs did they get?
Over 3,000.
Wow.
So the record was 250 and over 3,000. I think it was probably closer to 4,000 people that showed up. There was even more than that that weren't in dinosaur costumes that came just to witness the whole debacle as mm-hmm. well. It was crazy.
So this was a different record than the one that you set in Dundurn last year.
And this is the thing. I have two dinosaur world records, but they're different dinosaur world records. So the one in Dundurn was dinosaur inflatables.
Okay.
So you had to be in an inflatable dinosaur to count for that one, whereas this one was dinosaur costumes as a whole. So some people had like dinosaur onesies or full out just like rentable dinosaur costumes.
Interesting that those are two distinct categories of world records.
And it was very particular, okay? It was like, no, these ones have to be this way. So the inflatables also, you were allowed to have the riding dinosaur inflatable, whereas for the dinosaur costume, you had to be fully engulfed as a dinosaur. So the inflatable, you riding a dinosaur didn't count.
Well, they're strict, yeah. Got to have rules, right?
Yeah, but I...
How was it, though?
Pretty good.
Was it fun?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It was really well... This is the most impressive thing about both of these, is how well organized everything is. Because when that many people descend upon a town that's that small, like Dundurn was so small.
It's less than 1,000 people, I think, and like more than doubled in size for that event.
It did.
Right?
Like 2,000 plus people showed up to that one. And I thought it was going to be a disaster, because it was just like, how do you even begin to organize something? Same with Dundurn, knowing it was going to be that much, or Drumheller rather, knowing it was going to be that much bigger. I was like, I don't know. But they have volunteers, they have police that were directing traffic. And then again, they set up all kinds of, I think they had hundreds of volunteers. And then everybody basically just calls in all the shots they can, right? Yeah. Like everyone comes to kind of band together in the towns to make this work. So there was every food truck and every business, and everybody was out to
help. Cool.
So really fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad the weather was good for you guys too.
Yeah, it was great.
You posted a video. Mm-hmm. I think, have you thrown that up on the X pages yet?
Yes, but I'm about to put it on Facebook, because that one it's not, but it's on our Instagram and everything else. You got to check it out. It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So
I wonder where the next place to try to break this record will be.
Well, I've decided that it's my calling now. Hilariously, I was chatting with a friend that I went with, and we were just in passing. I was like, yeah, well, the other world record. And somebody heard me and stopped and was like, I'm sorry, this isn't your first dinosaur world record. I'm like, nope. The Beckler
and Shauna podcast. We just mentioned in the news the public hearing for the blanket upzoning proposal.
Yes.
I was talking to a friend of mine on the weekend, and he was one of the speakers at this thing. On the first or second day, I think he spoke.
One of the, 650 speakers? Oh, geez, yeah.
And they're like not even halfway through, apparently.
Oh, man.
They think this could go for like 3 weeks or longer.
Can you not cut off the number of speakers? Like,
well, I wasn't sure, but my friend says he doesn't think they plan to. He says he thinks that if people want to speak, they will have an opportunity to speak.
Okay.
And
that could go on for quite some time.
Well, that's what I was thinking. And here's my question about that.
Yeah.
Because my friend was speaking in opposition to the proposal. And I think specifically he was talking about how some neighborhoods have been allowed like exemptions from this. And he wants to know why others haven't.
Okay.
And how you get that for your neighborhood. But he said that, if they just keep adding people on the end. And I said, well, could you not, like people like you who are opposed to this proposal, could you not filibuster the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like if they're just going to allow anybody to speak, could you not round up anybody who is opposed to this and say, we need you to go out there and do your 5 minutes just so this thing like gets bogged right down and nothing happens?
That's kind of what I thought when you first were talking about how they might not cut it off. I was like, you could just keep having speakers and more speakers forever.
Because I don't know where public support lies for this proposal. Like, I don't know if it's like 80-20 or 50-50, but let's just say for argument's sake that it's 50-50.
Yep.
Half of people in Calgary support this, half don't. You could have hundreds of thousands of people out to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, I think they said he gets 5 minutes and they'll cut you off.
Okay.
But you could go up and just meander for your 5 minutes.
Can you speak more than once?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
But I mean, if you got 100,000 people to speak, this would never get finished.
Nope.
And you could just go up and the year was 1996. And I had an onion tied to my belt, which was the style at the time. It was like, how is this relevant? Don't worry, he only has 5 minutes. But there's him and 100,000 other people who will be speaking. I don't know. I don't know if that would work or not.
Can dogs speak and stuff too? You know what I mean?
Like, has anybody talked about how this will affect the dogs?
To the dogs, because it's a big thing.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We came up with a fun new game last week. It's called The Morgue. So for those of you who don't know, we have this ridiculous supercut of a bunch of different musicians and people saying body in unique ways.
Yeah.
Strange different ways because,
We like to say the word body like body.
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 Body. So because of that, we've realized that a lot of other people have strange ways of saying body as well. So we've played the Supercut a couple of times. We're continuing to grow it. So anytime you hear a body in a song, please pass it along to us so that we can add it to this. Should I play the whole thing first and then we'll get into?
Yeah. So the reason it's called the morgue is because we have to identify the body.
Oh, so clever. Isn't it clever? So Beckler jokingly said, he was like, I should try. I bet you I can tell you where all those bodies are from. And I was like, yeah, well, identify the body, the morgue. This is a new fun game.
So I was talking a big game last week. We'll see if I can come through.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we've almost jointly added to this. So it's going to be pretty easy now, but I think it might get more complicated. But here's the full Supercut.
Body. Body. Body.
Okay.
So those are all the ones. Okay. So let's just
jump. You're going to give them to me one at a time?
Yeah. Well, do some of them, not all of them. Or do you want to do everything?
I'll try as many as I can do.
Let's, okay. All right.
Body.
That's Dan Desario.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Talking about. Sorry, play that one again.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
That's Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one I should know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
Okay, I have to be honest with you. I don't remember where that was from either. That?
Okay.
I know. That was. I was like, it's dry. It's on the tip. Is it? Anyway. Okay.
Carry on.
Next one.
Body. Nope.
There's a tougher one. That's Ace and Abby.
Oh, okay. Somebody.
Body. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Him. Okay. Body.
That's obviously Creep by Radiohead.
Yeah, of course. Body.
That's John Mayer.
Yeah.
Body is a wonderland.
Yep.
That is Maynard James Keenan mm-hmm. from Tool.
Yes, probably.
That's, again, Chris Martin from Coldplay. Getting yeah, even he weirder.
Has, yeah, getting stranger with him.
That's Barnes Courtney.
Barnes
sounding like
Courtney.
A goat.
Body. Yeah.
That's My Body by Young the Giants.
Of course.
Bodies.
That's Drowning Pool.
Mm-hmm.
City in Color.
Of course. And The Very Live.
Body.
Buck Martinez.
Buck.
Pretty good, hey?
Yeah, it's the one that both of us, I don't remember, because people were submitting them as well, and so I was putting it together, and I don't remember this one. That's going to drive me crazy. Somebody, identify the body for us.
Yes. Come down to the morgue and identify the body.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I was out with some friends on the weekend, and we called an Uber to head home at the end of the night, probably around midnight or so.
Yep.
And this minivan pulls up. You know, it tells you your driver's name and everything.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Malise, and the minivan pulls up, and there was five of us. So we pile in, and he says, there's too many of you. And we're like, but it's a minivan.
Yeah.
And there's five of us.
Yeah.
There's actually an extra seat back here. And he's like, no, you can only use four belts unless you hire Uber XL.
Oh man.
And we're like, but we're already in the vehicle.
Mm.
You know, it's,
yep.
We're all ready to go home. We're like, we're already all in here and we're all buckled in. And he's like, nope. We're like, okay.
Oh no.
So we all pile out, cancel the Uber. He drives away. I'm like, all right, guess we'll call another one.
Yeah.
So we call Uber XL. Guess who comes around the corner?
You're kidding
Malise
me.
Malise.
Come
in the same
on.
Minivan.
Are you kidding me?
Pulls up, hello. And we're like, you keep driving, Malise. We'll get the next one.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So he must have been the only like Uber XL in the area.
Hilarious.
Tried to book him and it would be him.
Also, like, he should be able to adjust that on his own end. If that's the case and he really wanted to charge, you could be like, okay, your price is going to be readjusted because you didn't book the right Uber. And
or even just like, keep the same Uber and we'll tip you a little extra.
Well, I was going to say, or just give me cash or like, so if you're really like, going to be that stickler, holy man.
To boot us all out, make us book again, and then he comes
funny.
Back around the corner. So we just sent him on his way. We're
man.
Like, nope, not you.
Yeah.
So, but the problem was that every time you'd book, he was the nearest one.
Right.
So it would just be him again.
It was just him.
So the way we found out, we got around this is to book two at once. And then the one that was at Malise is the one that we kept.
Oh, geez.
And then we canceled his. But it was...
It would have been really funny if we worked back around with like a clown nose or something on.
Fake mustache.
Right? Just like,
who is this
I'm
Malise?
Different.
I'm not him.
Yeah, changes. Just like scribbles one of the letters off of his name. I'm Lundmeese now.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Got a message from an Uber driver. And this is a fair point, and it's something that I had considered.
The Uber driver said, it sucks for Uber drivers who drive a larger vehicle for Uber XL when someone books just a regular Uber and then wants to get an Uber XL ride. And I get it.
Yep.
You're driving a bigger vehicle. It's using more gas. You
for
do
sure.
that so that you can go on Uber XL.
And again, even when we were talking about this, though, I was like, I do understand that, but I just felt like maybe there would be another way to get around it rather than
booting us out and then circling around the block and coming back.
Totally. Like, there should definitely be a way that you can change from Uber, like Uber XL or something with them. Or just say you have to cancel your Uber and then rebook as an XL. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a way. But anyway.
I'm surprised the app doesn't allow them to make that change at the point of pickup when they realize that there's more people.
Although, I guess, as he said, he was doing Uber to kill time during Uber XL. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it seems that's it, though. It seems odd to take people out of your taxi.
Yeah, or like come to some agreement where we tip a little extra and you take the people that we have as opposed to going through this whole song and dance. But this driver said that so many people say they'll tip and then don't.
Right.
And I always tip on Uber.
I do too.
Even the guy who farted at me in the car
you tipped
put
him.
The window up, I still
tipped
him.
I mean, it's pretty funny. I hope you tipped him extra, actually.
Still gave him 5 stars. But, man, it is so expensive these days. Like, to take an Uber from our house downtown and back is well over $100.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just not worth it. So we often don't go out.
Yeah.
It's just too expensive.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Too expensive.
It is crazy.
Do you remember when Uber started and it was like a competition between drivers to see who could give you like the more luxurious experience?
Yeah.
They'd have water and gum.
Totally.
And like an aux cord for you to play cool
lighting.
And now
they fart at you.
Now they fart at you.
They
put the windows up.
Instead of giving you extras, they give you extras the other way. Okay, I'll show you an extra.
Yeah.
So
has gotten more expensive. And I know that the company takes a huge cut from the drivers, too. I think that they're getting a crab deal often, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We've talked to many Uber drivers about the whole thing. And, like, it's not good no matter what. Like, between taxis and Ubers, there's some, I don't know what's going on, but
I've been greased by Uber drivers a few times, though. Worse than the farting, actually. The farting, I didn't even mind that much.
I've been greased by both taxis and Ubers, like, at different times, so it's tough.
The whole, like, pretend they can't find you so that you'll cancel the...
Yeah.
I've had that one happen quite a few times,
too.
Where they're like, I can't find you. You're going to have to cancel the fare, because then they get $5, I think.
Yep.
Just because they don't want to go where you're going. And it's like, I know you can find me.
I've had taxis say that my ride is too short or not convenient enough for them, too. Like, it's just,
which I think is maybe illegal.
I think it is. It happens, though, a lot.
It does happen. And like I said, it's just so expensive these days.
Yeah.
You know who won't grease you? It's Shane Holmes.
No.
If you build a home with them. We were talking recently about some unsolicited reviews I saw on Twitter, actually, from people who live in Shane Homes, and they were the company wasn't soliciting reviews or anything. They were just talking about the experience they had building with Shane Homes, how professional it all was, how professional the tradespeople were that work for them. That will be your experience. You buy with Shane Homes, build or buy with them. Learn more at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I'm watching a show right now and they ask one of those stupid interview questions. You know, the weird ass ones where you're like, why are you asking this? In the style of kind of like, what dinosaur would you be if you could be any dinosaur?
Oh, because they're just interested in hearing your thought process.
That's
more
it.
Than your answer.
Yeah, which I got asked once at an interview and I remember you're just like, geez, Louise. But the bottom line is, they want to hear how you kind of get to the answer. So I figured I'd ask you this one if you're in for it here. So the question that they asked on the show was, if you were a kitchen utensil, which utensil would you be? Also, like, if you're an interviewer and you're asked that, like, don't you feel dumb even asking people that? Like, okay, next question. If you were a kitchen utensil, which one would you be?
You went and got a degree in human resources
just to ask people what kind of utensil they'd be. So what do you think? Is there anything... what's the first thing that comes to mind? Like what?
Well, like a butcher knife.
Oh.
But that, I don't know. We're talking utensils, not appliances. Like, you can't be like an air fryer. You got to be, it's a utensil.
I think, or
the dishwasher.
Yeah, I suppose so. What is the definition of utensil, though? Like,
good question.
I would kind of put maybe an air fryer in there, too. Would you be an air fryer?
No, I think you ever seen one of those, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a little metal hammer with the spikes on it.
Oh, yeah.
For tenderizing
the
meat.
Mallet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those meat mallets, I think. That's what I am.
Okay. And the reasoning would be?
I don't know.
Because you like to pound things or? That might not fly.
You know, he's a bit of a dumbass, I think.
just a meat spin. I've hit my head a few too many times, just like this.
I don't know. You asked for the first thing that came to mind.
That's fair.
I don't have a reason for it. Maybe a rolling pin.
Okay.
I don't know. A wooden rolling pin.
You got to think on your toes here. Like,
sure
you got to jump in. I know. I
wish
like,
I had a cool explanation for it, but I don't.
Utensil, because you like picking things up. I'll pick you up, you know?
Maybe. What would your answer be?
I was trying to think. I don't know. Like a cast iron skillet.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Because that
I
one,
love
everybody.
A good cast iron skillet.
Super solid, doesn't break, you know?
Yeah.
You season it a little bit and.
Gets better with age and you are old.
You'll get some unique flavors that you won't get with anybody else. Hire me. Hire me.
Hire the cast iron skillet. Don't
hire
that
meat skillet pounding thing.
That meat tenderizer over there.
Get some HR complaints from that guy.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A friend of the show, Noah, suggested another thing that you can't look cool doing.
Oh, please. Okay.
And this one is unfortunate because it's necessary. It's something you should do, but it does look uncool.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look cool wearing a life jacket.
Yeah.
Now, certain life jackets are cool.
Yeah, some of the really expensive ones.
The really expensive ones.
Yes.
And so if you're like big into water sports, if you're, you know, a big, I don't know, stand-up paddleboarder, wake surfer, whatever, maybe you have a cool life jacket.
Yep.
If you're one of these people with a $100,000 boat, you probably have a cool life jacket.
Perhaps.
Kicking around.
Yeah.
The rest of us who only wear a life jacket occasionally are stuck wearing the uncool ones.
Like I grew up with a boat. My parents have a boat access only cabin, in fact, and we only had the cheap life jackets.
Did you?
Because my dad refused to go and buy the expensive one. Again, they get so worn and like you lose them and everything, so he always went with the cheap ones. So my whole life, I wore the ridiculous cheap life jackets. The worst is when you jump in the water and then the whole thing comes up by your head. The shoulders are up by your head and you look like you're choking to death on the life jacket.
Yeah.
That's always a good look.
And if it has one of those like baby flaps in the back that's supposed to keep your head up if
right?
you're a baby.
Yeah.
Man, they're bad. Like they could do so much better just by changing the color of them a little.
I know.
Like,
but
why
they like
they
them to be bright so that you can be seen in the water.
Because obviously
safety first.
Yeah, you're not a great swimmer and you're being rescued.
You don't want to get run over by a boat.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's part of it as well.
Search and rescue needs to be able to find you when you tip your canoe over.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately they are.
Know.
Yeah, like if they just made them black, that would be a real start to making them look cooler.
And again, there are some black ones, but yes, they're only black if you spend a certain amount of money. It's like, no, we have to make them look hideous so that if you do want the nice looking one, you're spending $150.
Yeah. Like, why can't it be this regular boy, oh boy one, but in black instead of bright orange or yellow?
No, it needs to be like, the brightest, most obnoxious, ugliest colors possible. Yes.
We have an inflatable boat that we, you know, float the river with in the summer. And same thing, we bought the cheap life jackets and they're all bad.
Yep.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
Tim Robinson from I Think You Should Leave. I heard him in an interview one time say he had an idea for a skit about a leather life jacket for when a really cool guy's drowning.
That's pretty funny.
Like, that's so funny, man.
Yeah, there'd be easy ways to make them look a lot cooler, but they just won't.
And you would have a higher compliance rate.
Yeah.
Like, if they looked cooler,
that's true.
I don't think the police and the fire department would have to drive up and down all summer reminding people to put them on. It's because we look like children.
I had one with a nice bright orange whistle on it as well. I was like, that really enhances it.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast. Etymology with Shauna.
I've got a few quickies for you that are
all right.
Kind of fun. First of all, this is really funny, but I'd never thought of this before. The name Hillary comes from the same root as hilarious. So funny. Hillary really means it cheerful, essentially, is what it means. But that is where Hillary comes from. So if you know Hillary, she better be funny. Okay. So that one was fun.
Look, there's also the name Hilaria.
Oh.
Which that one.
I didn't know that that was a name, but
yeah,
that would also be from the same root for sure.
Alec Baldwin's wife is named Hilaria.
That's a strange choice.
It is.
Just I mean, an A to Hillary.
That one you can definitely see that it comes from that root.
Hilarity
but I never thought about
ensue, but Hilary as well. Yeah.
You better be funny if your name
seriously.
Is Hilaria.
Otherwise,
if you were just dour, if you were like an Eeyore
and
type
you know
character.
That that's what it would be, right? You'd, of course, that's just Murphy's Law. You'll be Eeyore. Oh, geez.
Bit
Hilaria.
Of a David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Hi.
I go by Hill. Like, I hope so. Also, the word album.
Yeah.
Comes from the Latin word albus, which means white. Albus Dumbledore's
yes.
name came from that because of his famous white beard. But it kind of transformed to mean a blank tablet from there. So like white meaning blank, essentially. So that was where it morphed from there. And then on from there was an album because it was a blank tablet, essentially, that you engrave things on. So that's where yeah. that kind of transformed all through those different versions. But white is where album came from.
Okay.
And then Parasite is from the ancient Greek. It means eating beside. So para means beside and sitos means food. And it literally means sitting at someone else's table. In other words, living at another's expense or leeching off somebody else, which is what parasites do. So that's where yes. we got that from. And it all started from eating beside somebody else's table is what it literally means.
So in the, you said it was Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have a real negative connotation back then like yes. it does now? Yeah, it yeah. always did?
And it was, yeah, and it was the worst thing to do was to essentially leech off somebody else or yeah. eat somebody else's food back then, right? That was the most important thing. So yeah, it was very negative back then and it's transformed to that.
And some of the parasites, like the actual biological parasites that are out there are the stuff of absolute nightmares.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And then one more last really quick one. Chicago. I didn't know this, but it comes from the Native American word meaning wild onion.
Why?
So if you live in Chicago, because they, I guess, had plenty of wild onions. So Chicago just means wild onion. There you go.
Do they call Chicago like the big onion or anything?
That's a good question. I've never heard that. But
no, you know, the Windy City, of course.
Yes, but. Of course, but not the Wild Onion City. I'm going to start calling it that. Let's go visit the Wild Onion City.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Well, the government of Ontario just announced that they are bringing in some new restrictions to curb cell phone use in schools.
Oh, okay.
So the way this is going to work is kindergarten grade 6 students will be required to have their phones on silent and out of sight when at school. Grade 7 to 12 students can use phones, but not during class. They can use them in the hallways and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They are also making sure social media is removed from all school devices, and they will be including a section on report cards now that reflects how distracted a kid is.
Wow.
And I guess here in Alberta, and I hadn't heard about this until a friend of the show mentioned it recently, but the provincial government is currently asking for public engagement on how they should handle cell phones in schools. And this period of consultation is open until May 3rd. So if you wanted to have a say on this, the window is fast closing,
yeah.
but then they're going to review it all and decide how schools in Alberta should deal with cell phones.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts, Shauna? How do you think schools should handle student cell phone use?
Well, I think the way that Ontario is doing it is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, obviously having your phones on silent, absolutely. Your phones should be silent and out of, you should not have them out. I don't think. I didn't realize it was getting obviously as bad as it is because clearly students are extremely distracted if they're putting in all of this
mm-hmm.
to try and curb it. And if that's the case, then yeah, I get why you have to try and do something.
I was surprised that there needed to be rules for kindergarten to grade 6. Like, how many kids within that age group have a phone?
Clearly more. Well, that's what's crazy. If they have those rules, clearly more than we think. That's alarming.
Bo, I asked Bo about this, and he said a couple. I was like, do any of your friends have phones at school? And he said two of them have brought phones to school and, like, immediately had them taken away. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. they were so distracted by it.
Oh,
right?
Of course. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I imagine, you know, parents and maybe especially teachers will want to weigh in on this public consultation period with the province, but
you're going to have another hearing, another 3 week, 4 week, another one of those happening. Yeah.
I wonder, but I mean, if I see this, so my boys both have like old phones of ours that they can just play games on
right.
or watch movies. They're not connected to the data or anything.
Right.
And they're not like talking to their friends on there as far as I know, but like they are just so, like moths to a flame. Like they are so drawn to these phones.
Yeah.
And it's a constant battle for us to be like, nope, put the phones down. You're out of screen time. Turn those off. Put it away.
As a teacher, I see why you'd have to do something because mm-hmm. otherwise if everybody is just constantly distracted on those phones and that's just becoming part of, that's all you'd be doing. All class, you're trying to teach and instead you're telling everybody, put the phone down.
I'm trying to think who other than the students themselves would be against these new restrictions in Ontario. And like what would be the reason for wanting kids to have phones at school?
That's what I don't know. I get why for emergency purposes, perhaps you want your kid to have a phone on them at all times, but they certainly does not need to be out.
Yeah. And like if your kid's at school and there's an issue, you can call the school.
Yes.
You know, like people have
that's
done.
What we used to.
Forever.
Do. Yeah.
I don't know what that reason would be. Like it feels like when you're at school, you're there to learn.
Yeah.
And the phones are getting in the way of learning. I have no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe restrictions are necessary. I wonder what the province of Alberta will decide to do.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
My good buddy, he was here on the weekend. He's single, and he was working Calgary Tinder when he was here. You know,
oh, yeah.
He was swiping thumbs.
Did he find
exercise.
Any? Or?
I don't know. He never said anything if he did. Okay. But we were talking about his profile, you know, because you and I have never been on the dating apps, right?
No.
We were in relationships before Tinder became a thing.
Yes.
But we were talking about like what photos you should go with, you know, like what should be in the photos that would be, because he was like, he's got a couple where he's hiking and he's like, is that, you know, is that lame? And I was like,
it's cliche, but it's good.
I was like, from what I hear, you can't really date in Calgary if you don't like hiking.
That's true.
That
yeah.
seems to be the big one.
Yeah.
But then we were talking about like, do you have photos with friends? Because does it show that you are a normal person who has friends and can be out with friends and stuff? And I said, I wonder if you wouldn't have more luck if you had a photo with some female friends. Because I have this theory that for guys, if you go out with a bunch of girls in your group, you're going to have more luck meeting other girls.
Mm, yes.
Because it's almost like those girls have vetted you to other women.
And I don't even know if it's that, but it's just a bunch of guys going out and broing out. Like a girl mm-hmm. will be less likely to go up to you then. Whereas if there's girls, it's just a bit of a different dynamic as a whole. So
yes. Does it feel safer?
Yes.
Is that what it
that
is?
That as well, for sure. Yeah.
Because I always thought, like, then you're signaling, hey, like, if these girls, if yeah. these women would hang out with me, then I'm obviously not a creep. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously not, you know, a weirdo.
Yeah.
Because I do have female friends. So I thought maybe if you should throw
yeah, totally.
You know, a photo up there with you with some of your female friends.
I would agree with that. I think that's a good thing to do. You and a dog, you hiking, you and some female friends. Those are a good start.
Yeah. I said maybe, like, nieces and nephews, if you have that yeah. sort of thing. It's like, hey, I'm also good with kids. I don't have kids,
totally.
But I'm good with kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you... I'm speaking out of my ass here because
no,
I've never been on
a
dating site, but...
For sure agree with that.
From a very analytical standpoint,
yeah.
it seems like this is a recipe for success.
Don't... Not like a photo with you and all your bro friends doing bro things. That
right.
definitely is something that... Not as much, you know, that one I just because
a little more intimidating,
a little more intimidating. Yeah. And it
yeah.
goes, I just want to party with the boys. I mean, that doesn't really signal I am interested in maybe dating
in a relationship.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
but you
I agree
with
you.
My theory that
I do
being surrounded by women is a good sign.
Yes.
Yes.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
A friend was telling me she was on Deerfoot the other day and this dude in a car beside them started like putting on a clown nose and then a clown wig and then started like clowning at them. And I was like, what?
While driving.
And she was like, yeah, he was like dressed as a clown or dressing himself up as a clown. And then was like miming and stuff at us. And I was like, that's really, really strange. But I guess she told some other people about this and somebody said that that guy is kind of known and he does it all the time. He clowns on deer. He's a known character. He's known to clown on Deerfoot. That's what his hobby is he gets people's attention and then, I guess, puts the nose on and starts miming at people while driving. That's an interesting program you're on, man.
Sure, that one is unique. Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate the joy that he's spreading, the attempt to spread some joy.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm.
With this...
It's just a weird, like,
driving crooner shtick that he has going on.
I found my life's calling clowning at people on Deerfoot. It's like, what?
I think I would appreciate it more if he was a passenger.
Yes.
It's like,
probably more safe.
Hey,
that
man,
way, for sure.
Love what you're doing here, but could you watch the road?
Honestly, that's really it, right?
Or maybe go out already dressed as a clown, as opposed to like getting into character.
Yes, that also would be good. Maybe this
100 kilometers
maybe he
per
does
hour.
Other. I'm not sure if maybe he is sometimes fully clown dressed, and then maybe this time he was running late. You know, he was like, "Oh yeah, running late for my lunch meeting. I don't have time to actually go full clown yet, but I still want to provide the joy for everybody."
Running late for this clown
just
thing that I have.
Tossing up my nose and here. Wait, here we go.
Can we get that clown noise again, please? Once more, if you could. Once more. There, that's good. That's a good clown noise.
Hey, George, want to meet for lunch? Like, yeah, I can't. I have to mime with some people today.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.